Thanks, Stephanie. I want to change my view so I can see the gallery. Here we are. Cool. All right. So you're ready? Ready to dive in? So this practice we'll be doing is on experiencing the Asmita Maya Kosha, the sense of the I thought. And in this, we'll be opening to being and awareness. And this is a practice that usually is done on retreat. I wouldn't typically do it in class. And one of the things that I wanted to share with you is that when I first started learning all of this that Stephanie was talking about today, it felt like at first it was really challenging for me to, like, I couldn't even like cognitively grasp it, because it was just like it was so much for me. And then over time, and practice, I begin to be able to have like a cognitive grasp of what she was talking about. And I was like, cool. And one thing that was really cool was some of my students, because I had a core group of students that I've been with for like, I don't know, 15 years or so, and they're like, something changed, Jennifer, in your teaching. And I was like, woo. And then as I continued with these practices and really diving in, it really did become a felt sense of being, the felt sense of this presence of being, the felt sense of awareness. And when that shift happened too, those same students were like, something else changed. What's going on? You know, what's happening in your practice? So you might find as we're going through this next IRES practice that you can only go so far experientially. And then it might become cognitive, and then you might be like seeking and kind of like striving to understand or to feel what I'm talking about. So at this point, I encourage you to just let go of my words and stay with the felt sense of your own personal experience, whatever that may be. I can't remember where I heard this, but it was someone who said, listen to my tone, not my words. Let that be that holding space. If being and awareness don't feel accessible, that's fine. Connect with a sense of well-being, a sense of like okayness of the inner resource. I'm not going to start by interviewing you for this class. I will orient you to what we'll be doing a little bit. And then there will be some time at the end of this for debrief. So in the Sankalpa portion at the beginning, I'll be weaving in being. And again, if that doesn't work for you, come to what does work for you in a resource in whatever way helps you feel it the easiest. And then I'll be kind of condensing, like I'll be condensing body sensing and breath sensing together. And more noticing the body as energy and flowing movements of breath. We'll be condensing also emotions and cognitions, just noting those. And then we'll walk through that continuum of awareness, feeling ourselves as that separate witness, feeling ourselves as this witnessing presence, still observing, but more open now to everything. And then feeling ourselves as this presence of being, and then opening into awareness itself. I'll be calling you to notice when the I thought comes in and starts appropriating things or seeking or having preferences or expectations. And we'll just be noticing that and taking time just to rest as being. And then we'll be coming back through the steps and the sahaj, and then there will be time for debrief. So, well, that's what we'll be doing. And I wanted to start with a poem. Where's my poem? Where's that? So as you're settling in, this is a poem by a non-dual poet named Chuck Surface. It's called Cream, Two Sugars, Please. And he's using the words within and without. And I think of this as the within, as we're sensing into awareness, presence, being, without, and more our conditioned self. Within, fullness, completion, and bliss. Without, she prefers milk chocolate to dark. Within, nothing can be added, nothing taken away. Without, everything comes to her and goes. Within, unmoving, ineffable sublimity. Without, she experiences ever-changing manifestation. Within, joy and sorrow have never been. Without, she shines, even in the midst of tears. Within, time and space have never existed. Without, she is born, grows old, and dies. Within, within and without never were. Without, within and without ever are. Within, no preferences, propensities, proclivities. Without, cream, two sugars, please. Within, the sun shines. Without, all is illumined. So if you haven't looked around your environment, please do what you need to feel more secure, more comfortable. As you're settling in, tune in first to feeling that whole landscape of support, whatever's beneath you. And we're opening into this felt sense of being held. And how far down or around does this support go? The felt sense of it. And know that we're not separate from what is doing the holding, the supporting. And then feel the places of the body that are being touched by clothing or blankets or hair. And now feeling the parts of the body that are being caressed by the air. And opening to this whole body feeling, back and front, left and right, top, bottom, inside, outside, all this feeling. As we're opening to being, the borders of the body may soften, become more porous. Sensing this as this personal, impersonal life force energy. Within, and that might be emanating out around the body. What is it that the heart wants to say yes to when you rest in this place of being? Notice what arrives before words. Feel this. what the heart wants to say yes to. And an intention, perhaps to be open and curious, this exploration, this continuum of awareness. Maybe it's simply being non-judgmental and kind towards any guest that may arise. Whole body resting at ease, even if there is unease. Is there something here that's still? And noticing all the ripples of movement that the breath creates in the body, these energetic flows. And tune in, if it feels right, to a downward current on the inhalation, the breath coming in the body, moving down into the lungs. There are other currents present. Just tuning into this downward flow of inhale. And the opposite, the upward flow of exhale. Energetic, flowing streams of sensation. Downward flowing currents on inhale. Upward on exhale. Sensing how the inside of the body being caressed by air as it moves through. And you might also notice an expansion on the inhale. Body opening, expanding. And a condensing or releasing on exhale. Feeling all these reverberations of movement, of energetic movement related to breathing. It might move all the way to the periphery, crown of the head and tail, fingers and toes. It might not. Just feel what you feel. Inhaling downward and expanding. Exhaling upward, releasing, condensing. And if possible, opening to all of these movements, these energetic currents simultaneously. It's a softening of the gaze. More open, diffuse attention. Each breath, like a pebble dropped into a still pond, feel the ripples move through these currents, waves, streams. possible, sensing the whole body. Perhaps like a glowing field of grass, softly, sensuously undulating with the energetic flows and currents of breathing. And the caress of the air and the space all around, caressing the body inside and out. Supported, like all these movements as if we're this beautiful field of tall glowing grass, supported by the air and the space, the movement around it, supported within, supported from without. Noticing if there are any emotions or mood tones present. Noticing any thoughts or images. Perhaps there's preferences or narratives. Different beliefs. Just noting, not doing anything with them. But if there is one guest or visitor, messenger, that is calling your attention, whether it's a sensation, an emotion, or a cognition. Can you feel yourself as the separate witness, just observing this as an object, perhaps out in front? What does it feel like to be this separate witness, observing this object or messenger? We're dropping down out of the thinking mind, down into the body, feeling this witness. And what happens if we open into being this witnessing presence, moving from the noun to the verb? Perhaps it's softer, so more open, diffuse attention, still aware of the object, the perception, but from a wider, more peripheral view. So we're not just taking in this object, but we're also open to everything else around it. What does this feel like to be this witnessing presence? You might feel something, you might feel nothing, it might be confusing, it might be normal, like a really, when you check into it, something you've felt many times before. And can you allow yourself now to just rest back in sensing this unique expression, this personal and yet impersonal life force, this vibratory, spacious aliveness, this presence of being? This presence of being that doesn't need to overcome anything in order to just be. Nothing that you could acquire would make this presence any different than it is. Nor you need to go, nothing that you could do that would make this presence other than it is. It's just here. It may feel somewhat soft and silky. It might be beautiful, expansive. Maybe it's stillness or sense of an open sky. Sumptuous. May also feel like a gripping. Allowing yourself this next few moments to really feel. Keep going in and in and in, and that also might take you out. So you sense when we really drop into this presence of being, might feel a sense of interconnectedness with all of life. Just being. And as you rest as this presence of being, are you aware of this beingness? What does this awareness feel like? This that might feel like transparency. Nothing can stick to it. It's unconditioned, unborn, unbecome. It might be a feeling out all directions simultaneously, back, front, left, right, above, below. Awareness surrounding. Enlivening, pervading everything. Everything around, everything within. we dropped with a microscope into the body, looking at a cell, a molecule, an atom, a quark, going in and in and in, perhaps opening to a feeling of spaciousness. Note how the I thought might arise in this vast field of awareness. A sense of striving or seeking to understand or to feel. Maybe there are expectations, frustrations. The I thought coming in and saying, I'm frustrated, or I'm awareness itself. And can you unhook from this I thought and all that's changing? And open to what has been here all along. Just this. And while feeling yourself resting here, as being or awareness or inner resource, can you begin to slowly open and close the eyes? All the while feeling yourself as this, this presence, this awareness, or inner resource. Eyes open, eyes closed. The next time that the eyes close, drop in to the heart space and notice again what it is that the heart wants to say yes to, knowing the answer might not come in the form of words or anything the mind can understand. It's a feeling, an emotion, an image, a sound. Notice if there is an intention or something you'd like to commit to over the next few days that would help you to integrate this practice. And there may or may not be. And then dropping back in, see if you can sort of like, I'm imagining myself like, oh, laying back into a really comfortable, cozy, deep, soft pillow, bed, or field. Just being. Or opening into that. Into this that is aware of being, this awareness. And from this place, you might begin to Breathe a little bit deeper. Can you just be and move? And you start to wiggle the fingers and toes, or move the tongue, the eyes. Or it might have a sense of how all these movements of the body, and they might grow larger, they're arising in awareness. Movements slowly becoming larger and larger. All movements arising in awareness. If you've been laying down, you might roll yourself over to one side. If you've been sitting, if you feel like you need to shift the position that you're sitting in, but if you, and you could also stay and take your time with this and rest if there's nowhere you need to go. But feel all this, all these movements coming back to the sense of awareness. And isn't it true that all of this is coming with us as we wake up, as we move out into the world? So if you've been laying down and you'd like to come up to sitting, go ahead and do so. And you might still be sensing in to inner resource, being, or awareness. Can you also feel the ground beneath you, support? And if it helps to feel, if you like to feel a little bit more grounded, we're doing this exercise where we turn, we gaze back behind us, find a color, and just pick that color or a shade of it out of the environment as you slowly scan across. You could stay with the same color or a different one as you scan back around, just letting the nervous system know who we are. Our environment's as safe as it can be. Nothing hiding behind me. I'm oriented to my surroundings and grounded, feeling the surface beneath me.